From the Family Life Podcast Network, this is Family Life Blended. I'm Ron Deal. This donor-supported podcast brings together timeless wisdom and practical help and hope to blended families and those who love them. If you're not familiar with Family Life, you may not know that since 1992, we've had a daily international radio broadcast called Family Life Today. Through the years, I've had the opportunity to be a guest on that program multiple times. I want to share with you a conversation that originally took place on that radio program, Family Life Today. I call them Family Life Today flashbacks. They may have taken place a few years ago, but the principles shared are timeless. So I'm excited that we can share some of the best of the best programs with you here. So in this episode, first you're going to hear the voice of Dennis Rainey and Bob Lapine. They were the hosts of that radio program, and I was a guest. We're talking about prioritizing marriage in a blended family. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to pause the recording every once in a while, and Gayla Grace, who writes and speaks for us here at Family Life Blended, and I are going to jump in and have a little conversation and add some additional thoughts. And Gayla's here with me now. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, Ron.
You've been on this podcast many, many times, and if they're not familiar with your writing and books, they certainly can check that out at familylife.com/blended. Okay, so here is our latest Family Life Today flashback on Family Life Blended, putting your spouse in the front seat.
One of the biggest arguments we used to have with our kids on our way to school was who sat in the front seat. Who got the front seat with Daddy? I'm not kidding you. We had to actually have an allotment, you know, like
a lottery system.
A lottery system.
We had
either drew for it.
Whose day was it? Yeah, we had the whole
thing. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I got so weary of starting my day and problem solving with kids. Oh, she sat in it last week, and he's had it 3 weeks in a row before that, you know, and all that stuff. I just thought, you know, when Mom gets in the car with me,
is there any debate at that point?
There was never a debate because they knew that next to Daddy's heart was Mama.
And by the way, that's our friend Ron Deal, who joins us today on Family Life Today. Ron gives leadership to Family Life Blended and appears here from time to time when we're talking about blended family relationships. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
And it's different in blended families, isn't it?
Yeah. To think about your scenario, it's a perfect illustration, Dennis. When Mom gets in the car, there's no question. Mom's in the front seat. Everybody knows it. And now, one of your kids may go, oh, it's my turn, but okay, I kind of understand Mom rightfully belongs in the front seat.
There is no discussion.
There's no discussion. There's no debate. But what if the storyline had been they take their turns right in the front seat and there is no mother in the picture? You're a single dad. And the kids right in the front. Everybody has their turn. They belong there. And then you go and marry somebody. Mm-hmm. And now it's her that rides in the front seat. How do your kids react to that?
They vote. That's how they react.
What had been their territory, their turf, their spot, they've just been displaced. And we may think, well, come on, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But that represents something. I mean, we're using it as a big deal about where Mom sits in the car. This represents something about the order of the family that can be very threatening to stepkids.
That's exactly right. And I got to say, one of our most popular articles on familylife.com in the blended family section is an article that is exactly about riding in the front seat. In fact, it's called Putting Your Spouse in the Front Seat. I write about this at length in two of my books, The Smart Step Family and The Smart Step Family Marriage. Why? Because we have learned this is such a critical, critical dynamic to get right for your blended family to do well.
Ron, I was just recently at a Weekend to Remember marriage getaway talking to a couple in crisis. They weren't sure they could make their marriage work. Blended situation. She brought kids into the marriage. He didn't have any kids from any previous relationships. And we were having this conversation. And I said to her, I understand that you feel guilt and shame. Mm. You feel responsible for the loss your kids have experienced. You want to do anything you can to try to make sure that you're making up for what you brought into your children's lives. And so at times, you prioritize them ahead of your husband just because emotionally you're thinking, I put them through so much, I've got to sacrifice him for their sake. That's the impulse a parent feels. Explain why that's a wrong impulse. Not a wrong impulse, but why giving into it is the wrong response.
And that's a very well-worded question, and it's important to the answer. The impulse is understandable. Of course you're concerned about their children. As I would say to this woman, your mom heart is very deeply concerned about their well-being. They have been through a lot. You do see the pain in their eyes from the past. You don't want to see more pain in the present. So you want to take care of them and diminish that. And so that means putting them in the front seat and asking your husband to ride in the back seat, in which he feels in that moment like he's in the trunk. That is a marital issue immediately for the new spouse. So that's why you can't put him in the back seat, because you're risking the stability of your marriage. And even though your marriage followed the children, you still have to have it in the front seat, so to speak, in order for your relationship to lead the home. If you're going to lead from a position of unity, this is both a parenting issue and a marriage issue, all at the same moment. If you're going to position the new stepdad in this case beside you so that you can lead together, then you have to put him in the front seat. You have to say to your children, I'm sorry. You're going to have to go to the back. You're going to have to then deal with their being upset and them feeling like, oh, you mean you love him more than us. And you're going to have to deal with that hard moment. And by the way, how do you deal with that? A lot of love, some big hugs, a little TLC. Now get in the back. It's a combination of, I get it, this is hard for you, but he's my husband now. He's going to ride in the front. I'm thinking about letting him drive, but one thing at a time. Okay, Gayla. Well, I think we just need to pause right there for a minute and talk around some of the things that we just heard. You've been in a blended family for 25 years. It's a yours, mine, and ours family. So you're a mom and you're a stepmom. Can you relate to this mom heart, wife heart division thing inside you?
Absolutely. Because the reality is you have a longer period of time with your kids than you do with your spouse. So when you come into this marriage, you naturally have this tendency to perhaps lean on the side of your kids. It feels natural to do that. And particularly, I think if they have been through a divorce, well, divorce or death of a spouse, either one, they have walked a hard road.
Right.
And you automatically think, well, my spouse can handle this, but my kids can't. Yeah. So I'm going to lean on the side of my kids.
I think for some biological parents, they've been protector for their kids for so long. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to not do that, even in this moment where it feels like, well, I know my husband should be sitting in the front seat with me. And again, catch the metaphor, literally in the car, front seat, yeah, but metaphorically in life, he's my partner. He's with me. We're together on this thing, husband and wife, right? We lead. So putting him in that front seat or her in that front seat, it's just hard. You know he should be doing it, but you're still protecting your kids.
Right. And I think you said it correctly. You know you should be doing it, but the actual act of making that happen and putting your kids through that pain of, okay, you're going to be second to this person I've married, even though you know what they've already walked through.
And let's get inside this a little bit, because I think this is a big sticking point for a lot of blended family couples. If you feel the awkwardness of, quote, putting them in the back seat, you're probably aware they are feeling that they're being put in the back seat. And so you can kind of project onto them angst and, oh no, our parent is not standing up for us. Like, we're all alone in this moment. Like, you're putting him or her in the front seat and not us. Like, here's another change. Here's another thing we didn't ask for. And in your case, mom, you just went away and you abandoned us. Like, all of those things are rushing through the heart and mind and soul of a parent who cares for their children, of course. And that can be paralyzing.
Well, yeah. And our kids know how to push our buttons.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
And so they know how to make us react.
Yeah.
Those sad faces,
yes.
They know,
yes.
are going to hit a chord with us.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that hits you in a moment and you think, okay, I like the way you said that just a minute ago. My husband can deal with this, but I'm not sure my kids can. So I'm siding with the kids in this moment. And all of a sudden, your spouse has been relegated to the back seat, mm-hmm. or the trunk, mm-hmm. sometimes it feels.
Right.
It's the back seat the first time that happens to them. If it happens repetitively, it's the trunk.
It's going to feel like it.
And they know it's the trunk.
Right.
And they're not laughing like we are. They're not happy about it. Because now they feel what? They feel unimportant.
Second best.
Second best, not mm-hmm. valued.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought we were a team, so I guess we're not a team. Like, how is this going to work? It can feel defeating very quickly.
Right. And sometimes you might have even talked about it ahead of time with your spouse, mm-hmm. and then you just can't follow through because mm-hmm. those sad faces are looking at you.
Yeah.
And so then you've got your spouse looking at you, but it's like I said a minute ago, I start thinking, but you're the adult.
Mm,
you can handle this.
I talked with a couple one time, and they were both bio parents and step parents, and each of them could say, I know I do this. I put my kids in front of my spouse sometimes, and it drives me crazy when my spouse does this to me. Like, they feel both sides of
mm-hmm.
it, and yet you still sometimes feel stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So in the clip, what we just heard, I got to confess something. I think I made it sound too easy. We usually do when we do this kind of work. I said, look, you kind of have to give your kids a little TLC, a little empathy. I realize it's hard. This is weird. I'm asking you to sit in the back seat and he's going to ride the front seat. And I make it sound like that's just a pretty easy transition. And it's not.
Mm-mm.
Anytime you change any rule or expectation for your kids, anytime they recognize that you have just given some priority or respect to your spouse in a way that causes some sort of change or sacrifice for their life, the angst comes out, the sadness, whatever that is, the face, as you said, comes out in them. And it's just not easy to make them happy in that moment.
Well, and the other thing you didn't even mention is that kid might just start throwing a temper tantrum.
Right.
Or all of a sudden they're just crying. And even your spouse at that point might start thinking, oh my goodness, I don't need to be creating this much angst with these kids. Never mind.
Right.
It's okay. I'll sit in the back.
We're looking for peace here. We're not
right.
looking for conflict. Like, this is not helping us become a family to one another.
Exactly.
Right? And so it's easy to just go avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make the change. You can't do that to our listener. You really can't do that. And by the way, let me be quick to say, step-parents, every once in a while, take the back seat voluntarily. Like, be sacrificial with your time. Be gracious towards the children in some ways that are helpful for them. But at the end of the day, as a team, you have to put each other in the front seat because it's not just parenting as a team. It's being married and feeling that you can trust one another in your marriage.
And also, it's just like other things in marriage. It's not what we say, it's what we do.
Mm.
So if we are saying to our spouse, you know, you're really important to me, I'm putting you above the kids, but then our behavior says something different, then that's really not what we're saying.
Yep. And I think here's the key. If you're chasing everybody's happiness all at once, you will always feel like you're losing.
Mm-hmm.
So in this moment, we have to take a deep breath, I think, as parents, and say to our children, I love you. I get it. This is hard. And truly be compassionate for them. Something's changing and they don't want it to change. But to say to them, but you have to sit in the back seat, and to walk that out as their parent means they won't be happy, but you will, in the same time, be creating a new family stability that is good for them. Even though they don't have the maturity to see it or understand it, it is good for them. And so you have to take the risk of making them unhappy.
Mm-hmm. But you know what else you can do, Ron, is at bedtime then. You can go into that child, you give them a hug, and you say, I'm so proud of you.
Mm.
I know that was hard today.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked something of you that you didn't want to do, but you did it.
Mm.
And I love you. I will always love you. And thank you or your attitude and how you handled that situation.
Great idea. Wrap some more TLC on the back end and really, you know, tune in to what's going on for them. Mm-hmm. That's the win scenario. They're unhappy in the moment, but later you're kind of giving them a little extra love, a little extra hug, if you will, and then continuing forward to walk that out.
Right.
Okay, before we get back to the recording, let me ask you about one more thing. There was a word used. We talked about the word territory. It's not the new step-parent's territory to ride in the front seat. The kids have owned that territory during the single-parent years. I think sometimes people have a little reaction to that word, like, wait a minute, they're children. They don't have any territory. They don't own anything. Yeah, what I meant by that is the kind of their emotional space where they feel safe. The routines of sitting in the front seat, of knowing what's predictable in life, especially when you've had the rug pulled out from underneath you a few times as a kid, it's really important that you maintain stability. So any other change feels like a violation of my territory. That's where we need that extra TLC and empathy and compassion. And yet you have to say, yeah, but you still got to ride in the back seat.
But I think we're honoring their feelings with how we handle that whole situation and acknowledging that they do have hard feelings about this and we understand it. But we're still the one in control. We're still the one who's making the decisions about what the child needs to do.
That's good. Okay, let's get back to the original broadcast that we were listening to.
Point, if you treat this like Barbara and I did, which was instead of going through the battle at the moment of who sits in the front seat, you have a family time and you just say, hey, you know what? This is a point of constant strife in our family. So here's how it's going to work.
Yeah, that's exactly what you can do. You can anticipate this in a blended family and go, you know what? We've picked up on this. There's some weeping and gnashing of teeth every time we have a front seat moment in our home. Where I, you know, what does that look like? I consult my husband about parenting. I didn't ever have to ask anybody before. I was a single mom. I could do whatever I wanted. Now I'd stop for a minute and I ask him. And the kids notice and they go, wait a minute, why are you asking him? Well, this is a front seat moment. Well, I'm asking him because he's my husband. And I know things have changed.
And you want your kids to understand the loyalties are to the other parent. The marriage has to be a priority and that they need to feel secure in that commitment that you're not going to run the show by yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
Or let the kids hijack the car.
And so you do some proactive, hey, we're going to have a family meeting. Just want you guys to know that some things are going to change around here and this is why. Now, let's just pause for a second and talk about language because I learned a hard lesson. When I wrote the first edition of The Smart Stiff Family, it came out in 2002. And in that edition, I talked very directly about this matter. But I made a mistake in how I worded a few things. I used language that implied that somehow there was more love for the spouse than for the kids. I don't even remember exactly how I said it, but that's what a few people would walk away from. I'd get letters and I'd get questions at conference events that I do around the country, even now. I learned, wow, I got to change that. Because, for example, we say it's God first, then your spouse, then your kids, right? And what are we saying with that? We're saying we prioritize those relationships. Why do we prioritize marriage? Scripture talks about leaving father and mother, cleaving to your spouse. That is the start of a new home. It's the marriage relationship that lays the foundation. But sometimes when you say that to somebody who has children from a previous relationship, what they hear is abandon your children, reject them, leave them in isolation, and spend all of your time and energy with your new spouse. That is not what we are saying. When I wrote the revised expanded edition of The Smart Stiff Family that came out in 2014, I changed that wording. I was very careful because I knew what people had heard. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that there is one single important relationship in your home that will eventually bring stability to your home. But now notice, in the beginning of a blended family, putting your spouse in the front seat actually creates a little instability in your home. Now, that's backwards. That's not something that's typical. That's not true of biological families, but it is true of step families. It's another adjustment for kids. But eventually, it does bring stability to your home because you as a couple are leading from a position of unity and togetherness and oneness, and the children see that and honor that.
And Ron, we've been talking about calling a family meeting and getting the stepchildren and the bio children together and addressing them as one group. It might be wise for the bio parent of the children to address the issue separately from the stepchildren, so that it's not a us versus them. Here's how we need to absorb this as a little miniature family, as a part of the bigger family.
And that's wise. And the message of that biological parent can be to their kids, look, you're the greatest kids in the world, and no other children in the universe are more important to me than you guys. Oh, by the way, there's no other adult more important to me than my new spouse. Now, I realize that that means for you that you don't get as much time with me. And every once in a while, I talk to him or her about decisions, and we're a team. And, you know, you may not always like that
idea. And as the best kids in the universe, I want you to rally around this person I love.
Yeah, invite them to that.
And it's going to be in your best interest, kids. you need to understand, if our relationship is strong and healthy, it's better for you than if yours and my relationship, parent-child relationship, if that's strong and healthy, but mom and dad are not doing well, that's not as good for you as a kid as it is if mom and dad are doing fine, and from that strength, we can be your parents.
I think that's one of those truths that we can say to kids and is true, and someday
they'll get it.
That's what I was thinking.
They may not get it when you say it.
Bob was talking to adult kids.
Well, I have to tell you, because this is not just a stepfamily issue.
Right.
I mean, in intact families,
no doubt,
kids try to divide mom and dad.
Yes.
They try to compete. And in intact families, new mamas often give their heart, time, and attention to their kids, and daddy's now kind of on the sidelines because mom's got this new love in her life. So this child-centered versus married-centered issue happens in both intact families and in blended families. I remember, again, in the Art of Parenting video series, Brian Laritz tells the story about getting invited to do ministry in Dubai. And they said, we'd like to invite you, and we'll send you 2 plane tickets. And he said, okay, Corey and I, my wife and I, we're going to go to Dubai. And he said, one of my kids said, why are you taking mom? Why does she get to go to Dubai with you? And he said, well, because I kind of love her more than I love you. and you know, you think, you don't want to say that to your kid. No, it helped his child to hear. And he went on to say, and you know what? Someday you're going to leave. And mom and I are going to be together long after you're gone.
Yeah.
And this is what's important.
This is a really good point. And I want us to unpack what you just said, because there is a difference in saying that in a biological family than in a stepfamily. And here's the difference. When you say that tongue in cheek to a child, because I love her more than I love you, something inside that kid kind of laughs along with it. Because they know that your love for them is unmistakable. And it's good and right that you love mom. In a blended family, that is unclear.
Right.
Sometimes children say it's good and right that you love your new wife, my stepmother. But sometimes they're like, well, no, wait a minute. I'm your flesh and blood. How can you say that? So what has a positive impact in a biological home can have a negative impact in a stepfamily home.
And these stepkids have likely been through some kind of loss.
They have.
And so when you say, I love her more than I love you, they're hearing loss magnified, right?
Oh, no, here we go again. Yeah. Wait a minute. You said that you love dad, and then you guys divorced. So now you're saying that you love this person more than you love me. Does that mean you're getting rid of me? So it does have very different implications given the narrative of the family's journey, which is why this is important. And by the way, what we're doing right now, guys, is so helpful. This is what I call going around the horn. We're going around the family and we're jumping into the shoes of the child and saying, why would they react harshly to this idea of putting your spouse in the front seat? What's going on for a kid? Well, yeah, sometimes kids just want to ride in the front and they want what they want. But also, I've been through some pretty rough stuff. I've lost connection with somebody. My family has gone through major transitions, a tragedy of some sort, a death or a divorce. I don't want to go through another one of those things. They're hypersensitive to the idea of being pushed aside because they've seen it happen already in their home. Of course, they're not going to welcome this new person riding in the front seat of the family car. What you have to do as a parent is understand that, but not be paralyzed by that. That is the big mistake that biological parents make. They see the pain in their child's eyes and they go easy. And all of a sudden, they're putting their kid in the front seat and their spouse in the back seat. That's the wrong move, because over time, you may have prevented a little bit of pain in your child's heart in the moment, but you've created a bigger pain on behalf of your family in the long run. All right, Gayla, so let's just pause there. Created a bigger problem in the long run. I think a lot of people wake up and realize, oh, I thought I was helping kids, new spouse, by catering to the children, keeping peace. And now I can see I've created an environment where the children and my spouse can't get along and they resent each other. I know you've seen some of that. Mm-hmm. Those are hard wake-up moments, aren't they?
They are, and they can be prevented. Mm. And I think that's what we're trying to help blended family couples understand, that it does feel easier in the moment to just go along and allow the child to remain in the front seat. But it's just like so much of parenting. If we can keep the long view in mind, what do we really want in the long view? We don't want that child in the front seat forever. I mean, that's not going to feel right, even to us, even to that child, probably in 4 or 5 years. They're going to know they don't belong there. So we just have to cut it off.
Yeah, that's a good observation. It's perspective. Yes, you want family peace, but sacrificing long-term peace and harmony for the sake of quick and momentary really comes at a great cost. Okay, let's back up and grab a couple of those themes that came out. I'm your flesh and blood. Why does prioritizing the marriage initially create more angst and conflict in kids and within the family, do you think?
Well, I think it's because of what that child has already walked through. So there's been a loss already, whether it's divorce or death of their parent. And probably during those single parent years, there's been a real bonding that happens between the child and the mom or the dad, maybe depending on who has primary custody. And so all of a sudden, they're being asked to be pushed aside again. And that just feels like a lot to a child, I'm sure.
I think you've really hit on something here. Really, there's another structural change going on within the family. Let's back up a little bit. So mom and dad together raising their children, and then a breakup occurs, death, divorce, something. Now they're not together. Now we're living in two single-parent homes as the children move back and forth between dad's house and mom's house. And during that season, there's a restructuring of the home. It used to be centered around mom and dad's marriage. Now it's centered around children and the activity that takes place in children's lives, because one parent is basically centering their world around the kids. Mm-hmm. And so there's another radical structural change happening to the household when another adult comes back in. Now we have to shift back to kind of being a marriage-centric, driven, led home. That doesn't mean you get to be selfish. Nobody's saying that. It's just that your marriage is kind of the thing that leads everything in the household, not children.
Right. But it is back to a marriage, but it's with a person that this child doesn't know and probably doesn't want a relationship with, at least not in the beginning.
Yes, they're not excited about them being in the car, let alone in the front seat.
Right, exactly.
And so you have differing agendas between the biological parent and their own children about how to position this person.
And for the parent, it's a new beginning. Mm. I mean, you are the one that made the decision to remarry. Mm-hmm. Your child didn't have any choice about that.
Yeah.
So you're excited about it, and you kind of think your kid's going to be in the same place, and it's likely they're not.
I really think people underestimate the significance of this restructuring of the home back around the marriage and how visceral that is, even for children. And it is such a huge shift. You know, one of the things we know about kids is that sometimes they have a harder time adjusting to a parent's marriage, to a step-parent. than they do to their parents' original divorce that led to the blended family in the first place. Why is that? Well, because it's another radical structural change to their world and their life and how the home functions. And for adults, it's not an unwelcome change. It's a welcome change. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the problems begin to come in. So all of that to say to our listener, putting your spouse in the front seat is important to the longevity of your home, the stability of your home, stability of your relationship as a married couple, but also the step-parents' relationship to the children. There's a lot of things riding on this, no pun intended, and you got to get it right. And you also have to be really patient with your children in the process.
It's a balancing act.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get it right every time. Some days, you're naturally going to feel much more called to a child's heart, mm-hmm. depending on what that child has had happen that day, perhaps. So I do think there's some balance to it. You even said it earlier that sometimes stepdad just needs to voluntarily get mm-hmm. in the back seat. And, you know, that's not just, we're not just talking about the car.
Yeah.
We're just talking about in reference, in general, in these relationships.
Yeah. So really, the vehicle could be time.
Right.
You know what? You need to have some time with your kids, and I need to step out of the picture.
Right.
Let me just make this easy for you and them. I got a hobby. I'll go do my hobby. And you, you know, have some exclusive time with your children, together, one-on-one, however you choose to do that. That is a gift,
mm-hmm.
right? That's kind of hopping in the backseat momentarily.
Right. It needs to happen. And yep. if you don't have a hobby, go find one.
Yeah.
Because I totally agree. The bio parent needs some time alone with their kids.
By the way, here's another practical suggestion about walking this out. And then let's talk about how to, what practically, Gayla, what it looks like to put your spouse in the front seat. You know, what does that look like in real life? It was kind of funny in the original broadcast when Bob Lapine mentioned, yeah, telling the kids, look, this is in your best interest. As I listened back to that, Gayla, I noticed, I chuckled a little bit. And I know what I was thinking. What I was thinking was, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You know, kids are not going to receive that. And we did get to that point in the conversation. But I do think that's worth talking about right now. Don't argue with your kids about how your spouse deserves to be. Like, if you get into a lecturing mode, you know, here's my sermon on why you should absolutely love the fact that I love my new spouse. So it's kind of one of those gentle things where you say, look, this is important to me. This is the way it's going to be. I love you, you know. And then, like you said earlier, you go lay in bed with them at night, you give them a little extra TLC. But if you get into arguing with your children about why this is right, you have already lost the battle.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
So what does it look like for couples to put each other in the front seat in a way that's not overbearing and gives consideration to the kids?
I think about a time in early in our marriage when Randy said to his kids, there was strife. They were not accepting me. I felt rejected. I was struggling, and Randy knew that. And in front of me, to his kids, he said, Gayla is not going away.
Mm.
We just need to figure out how to fit her into the circle and all get along.
Mm.
And that's a way of putting your spouse in the front seat.
Yeah, that's a front seat moment.
Exactly.
Yep, that's a good one. I just think of, you know, again, the vehicle of time. Carving out a little time for one another, husband and wife time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kids, sorry, you got to work on homework or play your games, whatever you're doing, but we're having 10 minutes of coffee time after dinner. Back up, you know. Little things like that that just show how important time is with that other person makes a statement to the children.
Right. It doesn't have to be some expensive date night
right. That
takes the whole evening. I mean, you just said it. 10 minutes of coffee with just us. Don't interrupt us unless you're dying or bleeding or something.
Here's another one. A kid comes to you with a question, and forever and a day as a single parent, you gave them an answer immediately, right? Didn't have to think about it, talk to anybody, consult with, nothing. Bam. There's your answer. Well, now you say, you know what? Let me get back to you. I'm going to run this by so-and-so, your spouse, not so-and-so. That didn't sound right. But you get the idea. And the kid's like, oh, well, why do you have to talk? Well, that's a moment. That's a front seat moment. You're saying, no, they're important enough to be included in this decision.
Right.
That's a front seat honoring sort of moment.
Exactly.
I don't think it has to be complicated. And it certainly does not mean that everything in the world is all about your spouse. We're not saying that at all. If there's anything anybody's heard me say, it's move toward your children emotionally, even as you're moving toward a spouse, their step-parent. You do both because the statement says, I love you and I'm committed to you. You're the greatest kids in the world, mm-hmm. like we said on the broadcast. And at the same time, this person over here is the greatest adult to me in the world. And each gets to be equally important. I don't think this is about who wins, mm-hmm. spouse or kids. I mean, don't turn it into that.
Right.
Both win. Mm-hmm. But both can't have you at the same moment in time, right? They can't mm-hmm. have all of you. Mm-hmm. And so you are divided when it comes to time and energy, but your commitment to both is what moves you forward.
Yeah, and we've spent a lot of time just kind of talking through the concepts, but I think it is easy to remember. Sometimes it's just very simple actions mm-hmm. that are going to put your spouse in the front seat in the figurative sense.
Okay, let's close out our original broadcast.
Are there some ways that you've seen blended families put their spouse in the back seat without them really understanding it? I mean, what are the issues that typically show up in a blended family where the spouse ends up in the back seat, or maybe, as you mentioned earlier, the trunk?
We had a woman write in on Facebook, follows us on Family Life Blended Facebook. My husband usually chooses his child, she said. Unfortunately, I'm trying to be patient, but it's hard when we have such limited family time. I don't get any time alone with my husband when his children are here. For weeks, it feels like we're strangers. Their scenario is, you know, his kids are at their biological mom's house most of the time, and when they come to this house, then dad throws himself 100% into his kids. Now, I want to balance this, because on the one hand, I think that's important. He's dad, and they don't get much of him, and he needs to throw himself into his children, and yet he needs to spend time with his wife in their presence so that they see this relationship, this marriage is really a big deal to dad. It's a delicate balance, but he's the one who has to keep that balance. If he gives 100% to his kids and zero time to his wife when they're there, the message is she's in the backseat. That's a mistake.
And let me just offer, I think, what can be a helpful word picture here. When your kids show up and they're now entering into your family, into your marriage, they're going to be with you for the weekend, or they're going to be with you for the next 2 weeks or for a month in the summer, whatever it is. You can look at it like the kids are here. Our life stops, and now this new chapter where the kids are in the middle of it, where they're at the center of it, that begins. Instead of thinking of it that way, I think blended families need to think, when the kids show up, they step into our journey. They become welcome passengers in a journey that is ongoing. We're glad to have them here, but they're coming into something that doesn't stop, but something that is ongoing, a relationship that's continuing. Life doesn't shift out of one gear into another, but they hop in and we keep moving forward.
That's leadership. You are saying, this is our family. Come join us. We want you to be a part of this. Now, again, I have to acknowledge that that's harder than it sounds. There are some situations where it's difficult.
Right.
For some children, they have felt slighted because of how things happened or how they got shifted around between homes. And so this feels like another, I'm just getting pushed to the side sort of moment. I'm a firm believer that biological parents have to move toward their children with intentionality so they can move toward their spouse with intentionality. It is both and. And really, this is where we come back to that language thing. Yes, it's God first and your spouse second and your kids third, but that doesn't mean you ignore your kids. And yes, your spouse is your priority relationship, but that doesn't mean you don't love your kids. It's not either your spouse or your kids. It's both and. Of course it is both and. But we recognize that there is a need for intentionality to position the marriage to lead the home. And if you don't do that in particular, the biological parent has to be the one who really makes this happen. And if they're unwilling, let me share a quick story with you to just make the point. I was talking with a guy one time about his life. I said, tell me about your childhood growing up. And he said, man, I grew up in a blended family. My mom and dad divorced when I was very, very young, and probably around age 5 or 6, my mom remarried. I had a stepdad. And listen to his words. He said, I love this guy. I called him daddy almost from day one. He was important to me, valuable to me. He's still my dad. He's far more my dad in my life than my biological dad has ever been. And then these words came out of his mouth, but I didn't respect him. And I was like, wait a minute, that seems like a little disconnect to me. You loved him. You called him daddy. You had an affinity for him, but you didn't respect him. And I said, could you help me with that? And he said, early on, my mom said to my stepdad in front of us kids, hey, listen, if anything ever goes wrong around here, I'm taking the kids and I'm leaving. I heard my mom say that. Now, see, that was a huge backseat moment. She said to her husband, I love my kids more than you, and I will choose them over you any day. So you better watch your step. And what this young man picked up at the age of 5 or 6, he said, I don't have to respect him. Mom doesn't respect him. He's not in the front seat. I am. And so he didn't have to obey him. He didn't really give him credibility as an authority figure in his life. Listen to how powerful that backseat moment was in undercutting the stepdad's role in the home. That's very unfortunate, very unfortunate. You don't ever want to say that to your spouse in front of the kids. Rather, the message needs to be, no, honey, you're in the front seat, and you and me, we're going to lead these kids from this moment forward. Why would they react harshly to this idea of putting your spouse in the front seat? What's going on for a kid? Well, yeah, sometimes kids just want to ride in the front and they want what they want. But also, I've been through some pretty rough stuff. I've lost connection with somebody. My family has gone through major transitions, a tragedy of some sort, a death or a divorce. I don't want to go through another one of those things. They are hypersensitive to the idea of being pushed aside because they've seen it happen already in their home. You've been listening to A Family Life Today Flashback on the Family Life Blended podcast. I'm Ron Deal. Gayla, I know through the years, we've found that this topic is hard for people. I mean, it's maybe easy in concept. They hear it and they understand it, but implementing can be a little difficult, especially when it taps into the hurt from the past or any difficulties you may be having currently in the family.
Exactly. And I think about the listener who may be thinking, I've not done this right. Have I just totally blown it in this area in regards to my blended family? And, you know, I just want to say God blesses our efforts even when we don't get it all right.
Yeah.
And just from our own experience, we did not do a lot of this right in the beginning.
Hmm.
And yet I did see it come full circle, and we were able to help each other gain the respect that was needed to put the spouse in the front seat. But it didn't happen in the first year or two, maybe not even 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say, continue to do your part, and what you've learned, go do it. But don't be defeated by sitting there thinking, we've done this wrong. We're done.
Let's talk about somebody who's listening and thinking, yeah, now what do I do? You know, it seems to me, maybe you've heard this podcast and your spouse hasn't, listen together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think sometimes when you come together around something and you go, oh, there's the truth. We didn't know it. We didn't see it. Let's hear this together. And then you look at your partner in the eye and you say, I'm sorry. I now recognize what I've done
and
how I've been responding has not been helpful. Here, I thought it was the right thing to do, but it wasn't the right thing. And I'm just now seeing that. And you know, let's just start with you and I. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Let's start to heal. Gayla, I would say the therapist in me is saying, start with your marriage.
Right.
Get on the same page, talk through this, hurt over this, angst over this, forgive over this. Then you begin to maybe go to each child, one-to-one, maybe as a group. I mean, you can decide how to move from there, but it starts with your marriage getting on the same page and then broadening.
I agree. I think the biological parent at that point needs to take the lead with their child, possibly just some one-on-one, and just be open and honest about, I don't think that we have done this right. I want to help my husband feel honored more in this marriage. And, you know, I don't think we use the terminology. I'm trying to put my husband in the front seat here.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think we talk around the situation and how we want it to change.
Mm.
But I just think, and let that child speak back to us, especially if it's a teenager, you know, they may have some words.
Right.
And I just think that needs to happen with the biological parent.
And eventually, somebody may need to apologize to a child.
Right.
A step-parent may need to apologize. You know, I've been competing with you all along.
And right.
I now see that was wrong of mm-hmm. me, and I'm sorry, and I hope you can forgive me. Mm-hmm. And that, too, will be a process that will be walked out over time, and how quickly the child may forgive you or won't, or will move towards trusting you again, you know, that's to be determined. But taking the next right step is what gives you a chance to move down that road towards healing as a family.
Right. And I think what we're trying to say is it's never too late.
Yes.
It's never too late to begin taking these steps that are going to enable healthier relationships in your family.
If you're not familiar with the Family Life Today radio broadcast, you can learn more about that. It's also a podcast that's available to you through the Family Life Podcast Network. You can learn all about that on our website, familylife.com. And while you're there, go ahead and check out everything Family Life has for your marriage and family. Our division, called Family Life Blended, has the world's largest collection of articles, videos, resources, and books, and of course, podcasts. By the way, books like Gayla's book, Step Parenting with Grace. You can learn all about those resources again at familylife.com. We love reviews. One came in through Apple Podcasts, said this, "Love this podcast. I highly recommend it. I stumbled upon this podcast when I was looking for resources for our newly formed stepfamily. Ron's book, The Smart Stepfamily, was a game changer for my husband and I. So when we saw that there was a podcast, I knew I had to give it a listen. I have made it through about half of the session so far." Wow, that's listening to a lot. "Half of the session so far, and it has helped tremendously. Not only has it given us grace for each other as step-parents and biological parents, but it has helped us understand what our kids are feeling and given us tools to help them navigate their emotions. I recommend this to everyone I can think of." Wow, we appreciate that review. If you don't mind, give us a rating or a review. It really encourages our team, and we would greatly appreciate it. Thanks for listening. And thanks to our Family Life partners for making this podcast possible. If you want to help us produce this podcast and other resources, you can make a tax-deductible donation as well. Just go to familylife.com/blendedpodcast and click the donate button. Family Life Blended is produced by Family Life and is part of the Family Life Podcast Network.